Okay, we can cut the audio there. We're joined by our first Championship Four contender, and that is Connor Zilich. If you have a question for Connor, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. And we'll open up straight to questions. Who's got the first one? We'll go over here to Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. I guess first question I got for you is your night tonight was very up and down. You guys thought y'all didn't have the car, and they throw a bunch of changes at it. Car comes to life. You look good. What happened there at the end to not have what you had at the middle stages of the race?
Yeah, I felt like we were never the best car. I feel like our pit crew did a really good job. You know, we'd restart second. I got the lead from second both times, and, you know, we would lead for 10, 15 laps, and every run we just tanked. I don't know if I was pushing it too hard at the beginning of runs or, you know, what it was, but I just, after 20 laps, I just couldn't hang on and just started to lose lateral grip. And, I don't really know what we fought, but, you know, I feel like every run we were the second best car, like whether it was Justin or Jesse, you know, we just never were the best car.
And then I know your heart and soul in general, but the emotion after the race, where did that come from?
I feel like emotion is part of the sport. You work so hard for 38 weeks, and coming up short sucks.
Come up over here, and then we'll go to Reed.
Eddie Kalegi, Motorsports Today. Connor, obviously, it's hard to compartmentalize in a moment like this, but you did still have a historic season in the Xfinity Series, racking up all the victories, and while it didn't happen tonight, how can you still look positively on this, even though you did come up short, and use it as fire maybe to head to the Cup Series next year?
Yeah, I'm still so proud of my team and what we've accomplished this year. We have nothing to hang our heads about. You know, we were the best car for two-thirds of the year, and you know, we dominated until these last three races, and yeah, it cost us a championship. So, we'll keep our heads high. We are walking home with more than three times as many trophies as anybody else. And, we won the most races, had the most top tens, top fives, poles. There's no reason we should be upset because of this outcome.
Go up here to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Connor, is it any consolation to you that the guy who said you're his best friend in the world is the one who beat you for the title, or is that going to take a while?
No, it doesn't make it feel any better. I don't know. Good for Jesse. I'm really happy for him, but yeah, no.
Anyone else for Connor? Go back here.
Hi, Connor. Michelle Aaron with the Podium Finish. My question kind of piggybacks off that one. What have you learned about yourself by battling your friends this year for race wins and for the title?
I feel like it's just been a lesson of not clashing, you know, my life, professional life and my personal life. It's easy. You know, we travel with each other 38 weeks a year. And, you know, if you don't have friends, you're going to become miserable. And, you know, I feel like I am a very personable person. I like to be friends with everybody. And at times it can be hard to kind of put those two together. But you have to be able to separate them and, you know, understand what's professional life and what's just, you know, work. I mean, professional life and friendship. So it's tough to balance at times. But, I feel like Jesse and I have done a good job at that.
Anyone else for Connor? We'll go to three more. Okay, four more. Go to Wolfgang, Steven, Eric, and then we'll wrap up in the back. Go ahead, Wolfgang.
Connor, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. If I'm correct informed, you also drove in other categories beside Xfinity.
What's that?
You drove also in other categories in America, other championships.
Yeah, I have in the past.
Yeah. You think that gives you an advantage in the future concerning engineering, that you have more understanding about race cars and can give proper information?
I feel like every different kind of race car or series I drive is helpful for me. I learn in everything I get in, and I think, you know, I enjoy being able to race in so many different kinds of series, and it definitely has taught me a lot.
Steven.
Steven Sum from French.com. Connor, I apologize if this has been asked already, but you seem pretty content, you know, at least on Thursday, whatever would happen, you know, now that we're here and you finished third, is that kind of the same emotion still right now?
Yeah, I told my guys, I said, you know, when we walked in here Thursday, we're going to give our 100% best effort, and no matter what the result is, as long as we know that we did our best and we gave it our all, we'll walk out of this place proud and hold our heads high, and we did that this week. So although it sucks, I'm proud of my team and what we've accomplished.
And, you know, is this, even though you didn't win, is, you know, you and Jesse, that battle going to, you know, at least be a fun memory and something he'll probably, you know, have over you for the rest of the time?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be core memories for both of us. I wish it was the other way around, but, I'm very happy for him. He works really hard at it. He deserves it. And, it's cool to see your best friend win, but, I came here to win, so it still doesn't make it feel any better.
Eric?
Eric, you step out of the groove. Does this motivate you to start looking ahead to a big season in 2026, or have you even thought about that? Does that prep come later?
Yeah, sorry, I need to lighten up. I'm excited for next year. It's not going to light a fire under my ass to go win a cup championship next year, but... Man, I don't have a NASCAR championship, so that's something I definitely got to get in the future, and hopefully that'll be a cup championship one day, and you know, I'll look back on this as a little tidbit and a little bump in the road, and you know, that's something that I can be excited about is next year.
And we'll wrap up here in the back with Jonathan.
Jonathan Howard on 3 Sports. I saw you and Dale embracing there just off of pit road. What is it like to race for him this year full time and to have built that relationship since last year and to return to the JRM family next year part time?
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm back next year for some races. And this year's been a dream. My teammates, my team, every crew member, everybody back at the shop, people working upstairs in the offices, everybody has treating me like family, and I'll remember this year forever, and I just wish I could have gone out on top and left them with a championship, but I guess not.
Okay, Connor, appreciate your time. Congratulations on an outstanding season, and classy interview, man. Congrats.